The Library of Lost Time is a Strong Sense of Place production.
Coming up, a new series about magic in the everyday world.
An award-winning writer collects his best essays on crime.
Plus our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
This book just flew to the top of my summer reading list. It's Her Majesty's Royal Coven by Juno Dawson. It's the story of a covert government department made up of witches.
That's fun.
And it's set in an alternate version of modern-day UK. A recent civil war between witches and warlocks has wreaked havoc on the community at large and on a group of four witches who've been friends their whole lives. So far, so fantastical. But according to reviews, the witches' strife and clashes, those are metaphors for current social issues. Author Juno Dawson is cloaking the medicine of social commentary in the irresistible sugar of magic. That is a potion I want to drink. Her Majesty's Royal Coven by Juno Dawson is out now.
My book is Rogues, True Stories of Grifters, Killers, Rebels, and Crooks by Patrick Radden Keefe. The author wrote one of my favorite books about Ireland, Say Nothing. This is a collection of his articles about people misbehaving. In this book, you'll hear about forging wines, learn the story of a cheerful international arms merchant, and spend some time in Vietnam with Anthony Bourdain. These articles all originally appeared in The New Yorker. The writing and the fact-checking are both first-rate. If you are a true crime fan or you're just interested in how people justify their evil, this is highly recommended. It's Rogues, True Stories of Grifters, Killers, Rebels, and Crooks by Patrick Radden Keefe, and it's out now. And now, our distraction of the week.
A few days ago, I didn't know the Ohio Donut Trail existed, and now I can hardly think of anything else.
It's true. In Butler County, Ohio, 13 family-run donut shops have formed a mighty alliance. Their vision? To create a trail of sugar and happiness made of fried, glazed, sprinkled, and filled donuts.
I am very excited about the idea of peanut butter and jelly donut at a shop opened by a retired police officer.
Yeah.
But then again, a maple donut made with syrup from a nearby farm is also very tempting.
Experts say that the 80 miles of the donut trail can be covered in about 4.5 hours, which seems really aggressive to me.
Right? I can only assume that doesn't include coffee breaks or extended exchanges of, and try this one.
Yeah. Connoisseurs of the Crawler Arts can follow the official donut trail map to all the locations. There's also an official donut trail passport. Both available online. Visit all 13 shops, get your passport stamped at each, and you can walk with the pride of a life well lived.
You can also get a free t-shirt.
Fair warning, experts say your travels to donut land must begin at oh dark 30. Most shops close when they're sold out of their donuts, and sometimes that happens as early as 10 a.m.
That's a lot of sugar before 10 a.m.
It is.
I'm into it. If you need help planning your excursion, there's a Donut Trail Concierge on call during business hours, Monday through Friday.
Donut Trail Concierge? That's a sweet gig.
Visit strongsenseofplace.com/library for more details about the books we discussed and how you can visit the Donut Trail. We've also got an easy homemade donut recipe so you can eat donuts right now.
Thanks for joining us in the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.